Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I want to thank again my guest, Matt Rothschild of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. I had to let that song play out a little bit. That intro is too good to talk over. So, yeah.
You ever see them troll the audience with this tune? Word has it Kurt wasn't the biggest fan of this song, so they would start it repeatedly throughout shows. You know, they would start the song, play the first 10 seconds, and then just play something else.
I love it. I love it. I had not have heard of that, but no, it's a good one. It's one of the most iconic intros, I think. Ever. So I can imagine, though, with how popular it got, it's not like, you know, grunge isn't one of those things where you want the popularity.
That's the whole point,
it's one
right?
of those things where it's part of that punk culture that's like you don't want to be mainstream. And then once you get mainstream, you're almost, you know, a little upset that you're mainstream.
Honey Badger don't care.
Yeah, that is awesome. I'm always a big fan of a little trolling, you know, friendly trolling like that. What's the big deal? No harm, no foul. It's an interesting story, Evan. But yeah, I've been listening. Some of the news. This is a little insight to the way my mind works. Is the angrier I am about some of these headlines, the more kind of harder rock music I listen to kind of like. It just, you know, you need a little extra pick-me-up sometimes. And so some Nirvana, some Foo Fighters today. We got a little Rise Against slated up for coming up next, too. So, you know, we're just rocking out here on Dueling Tangents. You can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. No Brian this afternoon, but appreciate Evan filling in on the board for me. And appreciate Matt Rothschild stopping by because, you know, the news coming out of the Wisconsin Supreme Court is the end of the term. We're going to be hearing a lot of these decisions. I believe the three today are three of the final ones. We might get a few more, but I believe they're wrapping up now with this one being 1 month. A month from tomorrow is the August 9th partisan primary, and so drop boxes are not going to be something that voters in Wisconsin can utilize in this partisan primary in August and in the general in November. I don't understand how some outlets are like, oh, this is a blow for Democrats. I just don't get it. But I guess if you see everything through a political partisan lens, that's the only way that you can write the headlines sometimes. But I want to dive a little bit more into, you know, some of this partisan infighting because the partisan primary is right around the corner. But before I do that, I'm going to talk to one of my friends. We got Jeannie of Eau Claire calling in. Jeannie, what are your thoughts today on this Friday afternoon?
Well, I'm very proud of my president. Biden's starting to take some action against the fascist treatment of women. So I was really excited to see that he's at least taking some steps and he's showing whose side he's on. Boy, I'll tell you something about the Supreme Court of the state of Wisconsin. That is nutty because there's they think, oh, you know, people don't get their ballots in some, you know, there's a lot of areas in our state that our mail goes all the way to, I think, St. Paul on my side of the state, and then it comes back to Eau Claire. So your ballot could be gone quite a while before it gets in. And there's a lot of people, you know, who can't take their ballots in, who are disabled, elderly people who, you know, don't have a lot of people to take them with their walkers and get them into the place to deliver their absentee ballot. That is just ludicrous. These people, we got to vote them out. That's all I got to say. They're asinine. I hope that's an okay word to use on the air. But
oh, that's a 10-cent word to use on the air, Jeannie. That is absolutely good to hear. A quick question for you. What are your thoughts on Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, is there's reports coming out of her office that she is going to bring forth the legislation to codify Roe v. Wade back into law again. They failed in the Senate earlier this year, did not have enough senators, specifically Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema, to approve it then when the leak of the draft of opinion came out, signaling the Supreme Court was going to overturn Roe. But she's going to put that on the floor of the House again next week, along with some legislation, it sounds like, that's going to be trying to codify the aspects, the other threats that Justice Clarence Thomas made in saying the Supreme Court needed to overturn other decisions like Obergefell and Lawrence and of that nature. Do you think that's the right strategy that we should be taking? Should we be putting those things on the floor and having more votes on them?
Yes, because I think people need to be aware of the issues. Our local presses, unfortunately, I don't know where their heads are at. It's in the sand, or else they don't care about how they've impacted history or are about to impact history, not covering these issues significantly so people have information so that they can draw in their own conclusions. So by bringing it up, it forces the press to have to cover it and get these situations out to women. Because I don't think a lot of people are really, really thinking of the significance of, you know, of the reversal of Roe v. Wade. And then to even put people in danger. I was glad that President Biden brought up the 10-year-old, was it? Yeah, that was raped. My God. You know, I mean, that's really cruel. I mean, there are so many women who have been attacked and they don't say anything and they feel bad about it and their lives are significantly impacted. I don't think people realize what women go through throughout their pregnancy. A lot of them get really sick, or a lot of different things happen. Stress happens. You know, maybe they'll have bleeding. You know, I mean, this is like a really big assault on women. And I remember years ago, I did some papers. I used to like to do more interviews versus research, and I interviewed ministers. And there was a law on our side of the state in the Catholic hospital that they had to save the life of the baby over the life of the women. So people were going to the other hospital to have their babies. And the priests and the ministers that I interviewed thought this was just horrible. You know, here the kids would lose their mother, you know, and at the expense of a baby. And who takes care of the new baby? And I got one more thing to throw in there as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we pay attention to the white supremacy issue here, which I think is significant. There's a lot of women who can't have babies. And there's a lot of people who are trying to get babies. And I know of several of them who had to go, who went to other countries because they wanted a baby. And that even got difficult to do. So I think, I hate to say it, and I'm sorry, ladies, but I think there's a lot of women being selfish there that are supporting this kind of bill so that they have babies to, you know what I mean, to offer to other people. I mean, it's sick, and it's not a good thing. And even the rape and incest, just that drives me bananas because those poor women suffer, and to make them go through this is just like it's abusive and it's criminal and I don't know what else to say, guys, but I'm proud of my president today. I really am. He's doing everything he can for the people in our country. And vote blue no matter who. And I hate to say that because I've been an independent my entire life, but God darn it, Republicans are not what they used to be, and they're scary, and we got to get them out everywhere. So anyway, guys, I'm sorry. You have a good day, okay?
Nothing to be sorry for, Jeannie. We appreciate your call. I hope you have a great weekend. Jeannie makes an excellent point. The Republicans are not who they used to be, but these courts are also not who they used to be. The courts are actively trying to make legislative decisions, it seems like, from the bench. And it seems to me that not only the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, but the Wisconsin Supreme Court weighing in and issuing this 119-page opinion that says, compares absentee ballot drop boxes on the street of Hayward, Wisconsin, of Green Bay, Wisconsin, of Kenosha, Wisconsin, comparing an absentee ballot drop box outside of a clerk's office to a ballot box being stuffed by dictators in Iraq or North Korea is just outstanding to me. And I find it ridiculous, and I find it a very, very worrisome sign for what's to come. Up next on the calls, before we dive into some of the partisan politics updates here in Wisconsin, we got our friend Bill of Oconomowoc calling in. Bill, what's on your mind today?
Like everybody else's, the Supreme Court's overreach and decision to stop being a court and just start legislating bills and reversing things all because it's a stacked court. Well, there are ways of overriding the Supreme Court. Biden just proved it. We can do it. We can do it with the Supreme Court. We need people to say enough's enough. We know what you're doing. And there are other reasons for motivation. I'm convinced this is part of it. The January 6th Commission is really opening a can of worms that the Republicans can't put the cover back on. So the Supreme Court is all they have left to get their way of living forced down the throats of the majority who don't want it. And if we allow the Supreme Court to keep this up, I don't believe it's ever happened quite. I know it's happened to some extent. I'm not a historian, but I don't believe it's happened to the extent it's going on now, especially with the midterms coming up. It's as evident as anything what they're trying to do. But we have two choices, is lay back and let it happen, or say, no, no, you're not going to get away with this. We know what's going on. If you ever read Newt Gingrich's manifesto on we are at war with the Democrats, this is all calculated. This is predicted years ago. This is nothing.
Yeah, they've been
shocked.
They've been broadcasting their game plan, Bill. This is something that they wanted. They knew that if they got the votes on the Supreme Court, that they could overturn doctrines like Roe v. Wade. And the Supreme Court, at the first opportunity to do so, with the makeup that we currently have, with after Justice Amy Coney Barrett was confirmed, it was the first thing they went to go after. The first session after having that makeup on the court, they went after it. And it's very troublesome to believe. And there are periods of history that we know the court has been expanded. It has not always been 9 members on the U.S. Supreme Court. It was moved to 9 when they had 9 circuit courts. And so maybe it's time to add a couple more to get to 13, which is how many circuit courts we have now. And there needs to be conversations about that. And I appreciate you calling in, Bill, because I agree. We can't just sit down and take this. I've been feeling pretty despaired about the news in the last couple weeks. I'm not going to lie. The news coming out of the Supreme Court, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, a lot of these headlines are beating people down. And I think it's important to take the time and the willpower that you need to wrap your head around the fight that is upon us. But something needs to be done, and you need to get out and vote, and you need to be able to call on your elected officials for not just movement on addressing judicial reform in America, but also, like you said, January 6th, we've got more committee hearings coming up next week as well, and those are going to be broadcast live right here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM. And so you're going to want to make sure that you're staying tuned, listening to those, because there's still accountability that needs to be had when it comes to past instances of attacks on democracy, as well as looking forward to the attacks that are on the horizon. And so it's definitely a very tumultuous time right now. We got to be keeping our eye on the ball. We got to be focused on these issues, and we got to be talking about them as well, because unfortunately, this fight's not going anywhere. It's upon us. It's here, and we got to get ready for it. And I appreciate your call. You can be like Bill from Oconomowoc. Give me a call, 844-967-2789. You're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but I'm joined by Evan on the board and my callers calling in. But we got one more segment left in the day. I'm going to tease a little bit more of the story. We got some endorsements coming out of the Republican Party for that gubernatorial primary. I'm going to dive into that as well as get to you callers. 844-967-2789. Let's let Kurt and the boys take us out to this next break. 99.